First at 11 tonight, a father
still waiting for closure, wondering if human remains found are his daughter.
I'm Hillary Wadsworth.
And I'm Caitlin Boddy. And you're listening to Complicit. At the time, this episode is going live. It's been a little while since we've shared an update on Lauren's case, and behind the scenes, there have been major developments. We will get into how these details unfolded in a future episode, but for now, we want to share the most important update. Remains consistent with Lauren DiMollo's body have been found. Here's what we know. On Thursday, October 7th, 2021, Paul received a call from the lead investigator, Detective Jones. He was calling to ask for Lauren's dental records. At the time, Paul was told that the FBI was now involved, and in the event they should find anything, it would take far less time to confirm remains through dental records than DNA. DNA processing is still backed up due to COVID. Paul did not know who her dentist was currently, but he put in a call to a former dentist in Maryland, to no avail. Less than a week later, on Tuesday, October 12th, Paul received the call he's been anxiously awaiting, the one no parent ever really hopes to receive. Investigators did find human remains consistent with those of Lauren. They just needed the dental records to confirm it. In a press conference held at 3 p.m. on Wednesday, October 13th, 2021, the Lee County Sheriff, Carmine Marcino, announced the discovery of human remains in North Fort Myers, Florida, which is about 45 minutes north of Lauren's Coronado Parkway apartment in Cape Coral and in a different jurisdiction.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Sheriff Carmine Marcino, and thank you for being here today. On Tuesday, October 5th, deputies responded to a vacant wooded lot off Pine Island Road regarding skeletal remains being located. The skeletal remains were confirmed to be human remains. Detectives with our Major Crimes Unit and Missing Persons Unit have assumed the investigation. As normal with any investigation involving the discovery of human skeletal remains, detectives began reviewing recent missing person cases.
The skeletal remains were consistent with Lauren's gender, build, age, and time that had passed.
Based on limited information at this time, it is believed the skeletal remains belong to a white female, aged 30 to 50, with small stature. It is believed the person has been deceased less than 5 years, but longer than 6 months. One of the missing person cases reviewed is that of Lauren DiMollo, who is being investigated by the Cape Coral Police Department. At this time, we cannot confirm the skeletal remains belong to Lauren DiMollo. However, it cannot be excluded.
Sheriff Marcino then asked for the public's help, specifically dentists who may have had Lauren as a patient in Florida, Staten Island, New York, or Maryland.
Additional evidence and examination will be required to make determination, which includes dental records and a DNA profile. We called this press conference in hopes of identifying any dental professionals who might have performed work on Lauren DiMollo. We are interested in getting this request out to dental professionals here locally, but also Staten Island, New York, and the state of Maryland, both of which Lauren has ties to. Detectives would like to obtain dental records for examination and comparison to assist in confirming or excluding the identity of the skeletal remains.
This press conference comes just one day after a 10-minute Facebook rant in which Paul expressed his disappointment with the Cape Coral Police Department and how his daughter's case has been handled since the beginning.
I want to know what happened to my daughter, because there's enough evidence out there. There's enough people that know what happened. Thursday morning, I woke up, called the Cape Coral Police Department and was asking, you know, who's on my daughter's case, and I'd like to speak to them. And nobody was even assigned to my daughter's case. That was a huge...
Cape Coral Police Chief Anthony Sizemore addressed Paul's concerns right off the bat when it was his turn at the mic and gave insight into what his detectives have been doing for the last 16 months.
On June 21st, 2020, she was reported missing to our agency. And from that moment, the case was a priority, or it remains a priority. Thousands of personnel hours have been dedicated to the case, led by Detective Nick Jones. And 9 other detectives have worked on this investigation. Detectives from our agency have executed 12 search warrants in relation to this case, one as recently as a few weeks ago. 225 pieces of evidence have been collected in conjunction with Lauren's case. Approximately 100 interviews have been conducted, and over 110 individual tips have been run down. I have personally spoken with Paul DiMollo as recently as yesterday, that's Lauren's father, to let him know about today's press conference and about the discovery that the Lee County Sheriff's Office made recently with the skeletal remains. Not every lead is shared because it's exhausting and emotionally draining. Even for our investigators, every solid lead looks like it could be the one, and to be let down is punishing. And to do that to the family, he is part of our family now, we protect them. But this lead is the biggest lead that we've had in the life of this case. So it was very important that I reach out to Paul yesterday and tell him about the lead, our joint plea for dental records, and also for this press conference that we are going to go from law enforcement channels to more open source to get as much information as we can.
Chief Sizemore echoed the need for Lauren's dental records.
This 100%. The dental records are pivotal in this case. She had a tooth extraction 10 years ago in Staten Island. We have been poring over dental offices and making contact with them in the Staten Island and Maryland area and also locally. But we're pleading with anybody who worked in those offices or currently does, we're not asking for any HIPAA information. We're asking for confirmation of her patient status. And let us do the requisite work of securing subpoenas to be able to legally get that information to help make that match.
If they cannot locate Lauren's dental records, they will not give up. But it will take longer to identify or rule out the remains found in Fort Myers as being Lauren's.
We mentioned the assistance with dental records. If the dental records are not successfully obtained, other scientific means will be utilized, such as DNA. But we must be cautious about that. And I explained that to Mr. DiMollo, that skeletal DNA is a very painstaking process, and the time waiting can be very, very long, a lot longer than normal circumstances. So we would like to be able to utilize that dental examination and match.
If the cases converge, meaning if the human remains found in Fort Myers are conclusively Lauren DiMollo's, then the case will be turned over to the Lee County Sheriff's Office for further investigation. Sheriff Marcino continued on to instill confidence in both his and Cape Coral's teams.
I want to also reiterate that between the two teams we have standing here today, we will leave no stone unturned, and we will work to find the answers. We urge anyone with information on the skeletal remains or Lauren DiMollo's disappearance, please come forward and contact our detectives.
After opening up the floor for questions, Sheriff Marcino and Chief Sizemore did not wish to share any further details. They explained that anything else they reveal might harm the investigation, and that includes a potential cause of death. The investigators working Lauren's case put out a call to action, and we will share the same here. If there are any dentists or dental employees out there in South Florida, Staten Island, New York, or Maryland listening, and you believe Lauren DiMollo was a patient of yours, please contact Cape Coral Police at 239-574-3223. We hope this new development brings the investigation into a new phase. And our thoughts remain with Lauren's family and friends. Thanks for listening to this bonus episode of Complicit. We now await further updates in the case and will share details as soon as we can. In the meantime, be on the lookout for additional bonus episodes. We'd also like to take a moment to thank you, the listener, because without you, this case would not have the attention and bright light shining on it. An easy way for you to help solve this mystery is for you to share this podcast or leave a 5-star review wherever you are listening. Thank you, and be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss future updates about the case. Thanks for listening to Complicit, a true mystery podcast about the disappearance of Lauren DiMollo. If you have any information about the disappearance of Lauren DiMollo, please call 1-800-780-TIPS. That's 1-800-780-8477. Or go to www.capecops.com/tips. Or you can text a tip to CRIMES. That's 274637. Tips can be left anonymously, and there is a reward currently being offered for information leading to an arrest. Be sure to subscribe for future episodes and continued developments in Lauren's case. For additional information you won't hear and can't see on the podcast, visit our website at complicit-podcast.com. Also, be sure to follow us on social media, on Facebook at Complicit Podcast, on Twitter at complicit_pod, and on Instagram at complicit_podcast. Complicit is a production of Seventh Guest Productions and produced by Resonate Recordings.